Report: 1 in 14 Nevada inmates are illegal aliens, including 150 murderers. By John Binder on August 2, 2019. A sizable portion of Nevada's incarcerated population is in the United States illegally, including about 150 who have been convicted of murder, a local investigation finds. The Las Vegas Review-Journal's Arthur Kane obtained federal, state, and local records to reveal that about 1 in 14 inmates across Nevada's prison population are illegal aliens, totaling to about 1,000 illegal aliens who have been convicted of crimes in the state. Of those 1,000 illegal aliens in Nevada prisons, almost 200 had previously been convicted of crimes in the U.S., indicating that these illegal aliens had never been deported or had committed crimes after re-entering the country for at least a second time. Kane's analysis finds that nearly half of Nevada's illegal alien inmate population were convicted of violent crimes against Americans, including 150 illegal aliens convicted of murder, manslaughter, or attempted murder, 320 illegal aliens convicted of sexual assault, including 240 child sex offenders. These incarcerated illegal aliens cost Nevada's taxpayers more than $21 million every year, Kane's research reveals. The average cost to taxpayers to house an inmate in Nevada is about $22,000 a year, with the Department of Justice reimbursing only a small amount of the cost. In 2017, the Justice Department reimbursed local and state prisons across the U.S. almost $190 million to help offset the costs to taxpayers of incarcerating illegal aliens. Nevada's most recent high-profile case involves 20-year-old Wilbur Ernesto Martinez Guzman, an illegal alien from El Salvador who has been charged with murdering four Americans in Nevada, as Breitbart News reported. Most recently, Martinez Guzman has asked that the state Supreme Court throw out a judge's ruling that allowed a grand jury in Reno, Nevada to indict the illegal alien for two murders that occurred outside of Washoe County, Nevada. As Breitbart News has extensively reported, criminal foreigners in federal prison cost American taxpayers about $1.4 billion every year. Likewise, mass immigration to the U.S. from primarily Central America has led to a booming foreign incarcerated population from the region. Between fiscal year 2011 and 2016, about 91% of all criminal illegal and legal immigrants in federal U.S. prisons were nationals from Mexico, Honduras, El Salvador, Dominican Republic, Colombia, and Guatemala, Breitbart News reported. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.